This is a Help Swing Get It production.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Checkmate, the podcast, what episode 4, take 5. Swing one in the building.
Rosie.
And Miss Erin Renee.
Rosie's our special guest. She's probably going to be back because they're probably going to dig her on the internet vibes.
I'm here for you. I'm here for you and your ratings. Believe it.
Babe, she's trying to say we don't have ratings.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, she's here for people that don't know her.
So I have a question for you.
Oh. Straight into it.
How do you feel when your mate calls you someone else's name?
It's depending on what their name was.
What if they called you someone else's name during sex?
Yeah, there's a big problem. I think that's breakup time.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I think
it's... Is this like hypothetically speaking, or is this like experience? Is this recreation or decoration?
No, this is hypothetical.
This is hypothetical.
Yeah, because it's never really happened to me.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, maybe it was an accident, and maybe you guys are just taking it the wrong way.
So we're intimate.
Accident or not, so we're still in the wrong.
So you're saying, Swing, that if we were intimate and you called out somebody else's name?
I'm not intimate with nobody.
Name, how are you going to feel about that?
Why don't you do it and find out?
You're going to feel real busted.
So you're saying, but what if you do it? You don't think that I should have a problem with that?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
It depends on how I said it.
It depends on how you said it.
If I was like, ooh.
Man, if I got caught like that saying somebody else's name, I just have to be like, baby, I was role playing.
I was getting you mixed up with somebody on the TV.
I was just trying to keep it mixed up, you know, keep it exciting, you know.
Or you could play it off.
What? How can you play it off?
You could be like, Lalique, what? I said, move your feet. Move your feet out the way of the deep beat. Nick. I don't think, man, it don't necessarily mean nothing. I mean, it could mean the dude's cheating, but then again, it could just mean you had a long day.
But then it wouldn't be like that if it was the reverse. You're saying it from your point of view, but if it was me who did it to you, or the woman did
you wouldn't
it to the
do
man.
It to me though.
Right, but if it was the woman who did it to the man,
you would be done. You would get up.
You would try to fight somebody. You'd be pissed off.
So you trying to say I'd be trying to fight you?
No.
Is that what you're trying
what
to say?
What about men hitting women? Is that acceptable at
Hell
any time?
Yeah. At any time?
What?
What?
If a girl jump up in your face and swing and I duck, it's time to go to sleep.
So you're going to stick her.
So you're going to hit her?
No, I won't hit her like a dude, but I let her know. Can't touch this.
So you ain't never put your hands on me?
I know you wasn't raised like that. I know you
was raised, like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pastor Williams.
She know what's up. I'm going to just say real whole name, bro. I got to hit it up. Oh, okay, I'll change it up.
No one knows. There's millions of Pastor Williams in the whole United States.
But how many Donald Fleeks seniors are there?
I didn't call out first, middle, and last names.
Anybody, what about women that hit on men?
That's cool.
That's cool?
There was a reason.
There was a reason for you.
Yeah, if I had to pop you upside your head, please believe it. It was a reason.
But if you hit me upside the head, at least hit me hard enough so I won't want to hit you back.
Hard enough?
Because if I put hands on you, you're not going to hit me back. You're going to be sleepy.
I'm a dirty fighter. You know. I come back like 30 minutes later and be mad.
I don't think people should lay hands personally.
You're
I don't think anyone should hit. But but
not if you're in a relationship. But you know, if it has to come to that point, then you need to just let that relationship go. Really.
And I don't think
that's the ice good.
No, that wasn't on the list. That was Miss Rosie's off the top of the
head. Oh, good job for cold, you know what I'm saying? Cold violent domestic violence in the building.
I'm trying
to beat up her dude.
All right. So what about this music industry? Who do you think is going to have a lasting career to where your kids are looking at that person like
hands
a legend,
down,
like Michael Jackson or Diana
Jimi
Ross?
Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix of rap.
Who's that?
Lil Wayne.
No.
Hands down. Come on.
Nope.
I ain't going to lie. When he first came and he was hollering to the camera, you hear me, gang, gang. I didn't really like the dude. But he's changed into a grown man.
What?
And now he's like this hip-hop icon.
So you think your kids is going to look at Lil Wayne and be like, oh, and singing that like, ooh, that's
like
old
we be
school
seeing
Lil
Al
Wayne.
Green.
He's a genius, though.
Lil Wayne?
Everything he touched goes platinum. He doesn't even write his stuff down. He's off the dome, platinum twice. Who's doing that?
I'm talking about lifetime career.
Lifetime achievers.
What do you
people
think he's
who
doing?
Are going to be here when 20 years later. You think that
how many
Lil
years
Wayne...
have Lil Wayne has been in the game? Sounds like somebody's 18.
No.
How many years has he been in the game? He came out at the like 97. What month? What year is this?
But when did he really get put on the map, though?
He's been on.
Not since 97.
He came in the game with $1 million contract, even when he sucked.
When he sucked?
Yeah. Well... bye for you, Lil Weezy.
Lil Wayne is an icon. He's going to be here for a long time. Keep doing your thing. You ain't got to make sense to nobody but me.
Who you think, Rosalind?
As long as you buy his album, he's straight.
He's straight.
I really
am. As long as you burn his album.
It's like I didn't burn. I don't burn. Quote that. Say one does not burn.
Who do you think, Miss Rosalind?
I'll say something gay like LL. It's like LL.
Man, LL.
Yeah, hello. He is a legend.
Ladies regardless love Cool J.
He's on his way to bed. He's like 60.
And
I mean,
he's
that's
still
my
doing his thing.
He's still fine.
Man,
he
he's still doing his thing.
Yeah. Who, me?
No. Aaron. Okay. Who you think?
Aaron.
I'm going to have to say Beyonce.
I thought we said hip hop.
No,
hip hop.
R&B
and
hip hop.
Come on, that's hands down. We know Beyonce.
That is the question. Who is going to be a legend to where your kids will be listening to their music?
Beyonce's
who has
a
lasting
right
career?
Now.
She is?
Yeah. We should look at who's coming, who's up and coming who you think might be a legend. Like
Chris Brown or somebody?
Yeah, Chris Brown. Perfect. Chris Brown's a beast.
He's a beast, but after...
Right now, because he's still young, cute. But he's got to get over that hump like most child
like
entertainers.
Look at Usher.
You got to get over that hump where you're cute, but now you got to grow into a man and be able to evolve
but
into
what's
cracking.
But did you see his video?
Cracking. Yeah, his video was on point.
He's a man.
And especially that little number he did with Ciara on the BET Awards.
Right.
Whew.
So, I mean, he's growing.
Yeah, he's a growing. He's a budding
he's
young character.
Weren't we just talking about putting hands on this?
I said he's growing into
where?
A man.
So what about this?
Hold up. I mean, what do you mean he's growing into a man?
No. She was saying that he
don't
was
try
a
to change
child
no,
and then you're trying
funny.
To give him up. What do you mean I'm thinking of funny?
What?
What is he talking about?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. So Chris Brown, he'll be a legend, right? That's what you're saying.
No, I said somebody like Chris Brown. You said
so
up and
Brown.
Coming people. I'm yeah. saying, are you talking about people like Chris Brown or Neo or somebody like
I'm
that?
I'm asking you, not naming off people. Who do you think will be a legend
I
in
don't,
the new future? People like Chris Brown and Neo.
No, you said
answer the question.
I don't
Neo's
know.
A good answer though.
Neo
is doing a lot of behind the scenes.
See, right, he writes. Every, you know, he did Irreplaceable.
You're on that ice, man. You're iron deficient.
He did got Irreplaceable for Beyonce. That's hot. He's done a lot of, you know.
What happened to hip hop? You guys mushy on Beyonce.
Hip hop is
Nas
dead.
Put it simple. Plain and simple. He said hip hop.
Nas put out
dead.
An album once every 4 years.
You heard Al Green's album, though?
Yeah, it's cracking.
That's hot.
That's hot. And when did he come out? What
he's
year?
A legend.
People like Lionel Richie, Tina Turner. Who's our next? What about Jay-Z?
Up and coming, not old.
Up and coming.
Jesus Christ.
That wasn't the question. You made up your own question and then you want to put it off.
The question
was.
Like,
we just said having lasting careers in the R&B and hip hop. Who has a lasting career?
A lasting career right now? Is that what the question
is? No. Period. Who's gonna have a lasting
exactly.
career?
Exactly. Who's gonna have a lasting career?
So who do you think?
You're naming people that we already know has a lasting career.
So who do you think, Swing?
I told you, Lil Wayne.
No. Okay.
But
what about
you said that Lil Wayne's been around since '97?
Right. So
that means he's already.
But he wasn't. What about was he old school?
I mean, I'm saying he's old school. You said since '96.
He's like mid-20s.
No, I'm saying, but he's. You said up and coming.
How old he
is. He's not up and coming. So yeah. Who's up and coming?
Yeah.
Up and coming. I think somebody that's going to be around for a long time is the little dude came up off MySpace, Soulja Boy. Definitely, man, the kids love him.
Next topic. That over here. Yes.
I'm telling you.
Then next he going to say the Looka Boy dudes.
I don't even know who that is.
Get silly with it.
Yeah, that's what people want to hear. Don't anyone care about y'all love.
That was the question, One Hit Wonders. Get silly with it, Looka Boy, and Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy is a one-hit wonder. He's on like his third album.
He's on his third album?
If you're going to bash somebody, know what you're talking about.
So if he's on his third album, how come we haven't heard the first or the second?
Because you are still listening to Beyonce.
We ain't never even heard the first or the second album.
Who do you think was listening to LL?
You know who I think?
When he first came out.
I'm going to have a lasting career.
Not your mama's.
I think I am.
You're going to have a lasting career?
Yeah.
She's a human beatbox.
I'm out here just...
You're doing your thing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, give our guests, our audience a little sample of what you do.
Man, I'm a consultant. I can consult you on whatever you need.
Oh, really?
Yes. You need a life coach, I will coach you through your life. You know what I'm saying?
You're the first chickmate.com. We ain't talking about nothing about chicken mates, but everything. Got any more topics?
So another thing, who do you think is a male positive role model, black male positive role model?
I think Swing is a good role model.
Well, you know, Swing, yeah. I came from a long line of role models. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm going to come out cussing and throwing up gay
signs. But he's going to be real.
And sea walking. How about somebody else?
How about Erin?
Erin is a wonderful female.
She's a leading hater. So if you want to learn how to get hated on, holler at Erin.
On a serious note, who do you feel is a...
Danny Glover.
Positive? Why do you keep saying Danny Glover?
He's a humanitarian.
He's on Danny Glover
black
these
people.
Days.
Yes. You guys just don't know your history. Dude's been like supporting black people before Oprah. For real.
Okay.
Or Oprah.
Danny Glover. Who do you
wait a minute. So is Oprah really dating Tyler Perry? What do you think?
I ain't never heard that.
Because
I seen that today.
I thought Tyler Perry was...
Yeah,
I don't know. Oprah do got ass.
I seen that on my little website today. Oh. Oprah and Tyler Perry is the new hottest thing.
But did you see Oprah's ass in color purple?
Oh.
Did you see her eye in the color purple?
You told Hot Bone beat me.
Are they dating for real? I never heard that.
I never heard that either.
That's brand new. I thought I was with Tyra. Get at your girl.
She ain't got no computer. You see what I'm saying? RosieCheckmate.com. Keep your ear to the streets.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one. But, you know. Do you think Tyler Perry's a positive male role model?
Of course.
Yeah, he's making money. He's doing something positive
and
for
he's
black
in
Hollywood.
Because I seen my homeboy on his show. Shouts out to Littleton.
Yeah, big up to Littleton.
What up, Cuddy?
.com.
Yeah. We saw you back in the back in the cut. I mean, you really...
See, you see what I'm saying? Number one hater.
But you did your thing.
She going to point out how he was in the back. Not, hey, shout out because my man was on the show. He was in the back. You know what I'm saying? Talking to himself.
No, Littleton. You did.
He's a hater.
He's a hater. We didn't say he was talking to himself. Yeah.
Littleton, I got your back. Send me some more of them shirts.
Yeah. But what about females? Who's a female positive role? Now, you know who...
Look, see, everybody got
I'm
going
to have to go with Tyra Banks.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go with Tyra Banks.
Negative.
Yes, let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because she just won an Emmy Award for her daytime talk show, okay, which is huge for Black Hollywood. Second of all, she has an ongoing show on what is it, the WB or is the WB?
It's the
That's the number one show. Yeah, the CW is the number one show. It's being cracking. It ain't showing no signs of slowing down. She's making her money and she doesn't really care what people think about her. She's doing her own thing, regardless of what the haters are saying.
Number one.
Taking Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks is doing her thing. She's kind of mean.
She is.
But you know, I sent her an email. I used to work for the...
And she didn't reply, so you hate her.
Definitely not. No, no. I used to work for... No, I ain't gonna say that would be hating. But number one black male role model, right now, hands down, first place. Drum roll. Sean Puffy Combs.
Negative. You know
what
why?
What are you talking about? Sean.
Because right now, another new bit of news hot off the presses. It's a rumor that he got Cassie pregnant. Now, first of all.
Wait, time out.
You know what I'm saying? First of all.
So you don't shoot the man down for all his accomplishments because he acted the condom.
Yeah, because the life that you're living.
Time out.
It's see, not. It's
you
just
sound
not.
Like
no.
The paparazzi. You might as well get the camera and just. That man came from nothing.
Hey, your life is out there for me to see.
I commend him for having a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's big ups to you, Diddy.
What does the star have to do with it? You guys are not looking at the big picture.
He said he came from Harlem.
This man came from nothing. He walked into a major record label and said, look, I'm trying to get on. I work for free. That's saying you can be nobody in the middle of the hood and be somebody and own half the town.
Right.
He didn't got the
but that head. Don't mean he's a positive role model.
Exactly.
That just means that
he knows
we know
he's
that,
a hustler.
Yeah. And
that's
we
a
know
positive
how to make
role
money.
Model for people in the hood. Duh.
No. All hustlers are not positive role models.
He
We're
is.
Talking about
he
somebody.
Is.
A role model, sweetie, is somebody who's living
sweetie,
a type of lifestyle
hello.
Where they can look at you and be like, okay, this is the type of person that I
exactly.
want my son to be like. That's
exactly.
a role model.
A role model makes mistakes. Because if you're a role model, you ain't never made no mistakes, then you're not real. So,
I'm thinking
getting somebody pregnant is a real mistake.
Okay, okay.
Huh, Grandpa?
What kind of role model live with Grandpa?
Oh, no.
See, they're going to pull this up on you, with it?
I'll watch
all
the
we need is
in a minute, Grandpa.
Yeah. That's coming from my positive role model passion. Right
here
to the
left. Hey, my grandfather's my positive role model.
Yes, I'm doing what I can for the people who love me through my life. And you know what I'm saying?
Back to P. Diddy, though. One little mistake can make him not a positive role model.
No, it's
are
not
we,
one little mistake. But I'm not thinking of P. Diddy
but
as
it's not
somebody
one mistake,
I want my
though.
Son to look up to.
It's not one. What
he's
about J-Lo taking,
look up to
taking
me.
The gun for you? When you left the club.
That's
how about
pimping.
That?
That's
no,
role
that's,
role
more,
that's,
that, that's more than one
many,
mistake. Don't hold me. That's more
dudes,
than one mistake.
How many dudes got a chick that'd be like, let me dump the gun in my booty?
But how many dudes got a chick that's going to run up in the courthouse and tell on you right after?
Who told him?
Snitch.
She snitched on him?
Snitch.
Yeah. So.
Well, he had the game for a minute.
Yeah.
But that's still positive.
I mean, what about females? What about positive females?
There is none.
Wow.
You know, in the media, they said somebody young, but I really think she's a positive role model for young women.
Okay.
Brandon Simone.
Definitely.
I agree.
Definitely.
Hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down.
But then when some come out the closet, like human beings do, y'all gonna be hating on Raven too.
No. But Raven, I mean, she's all around. She can cook. Like, she's a phenomenal chef. She's
so you can't cook, so you can cross yourself out.
So that's Erin's role model because she can cook.
And she, I mean, she hands down, she's just an all around positive role model for these young females. I would want my daughter, if I had one, to look up to Raven Simone.
So there's no dudes that you would want your son to look up to other than me.
No dudes, period. So,
you would want your son to look up to.
I'm just playing. Of course, I
would. How about Mike? Michael Jordan?
No. Him.
Did you want to be like Mike when you was young, 21?
I wanted to be like Richard Pryor.
Wow, you wanted to have multiple sclerosis?
No, I just wanted to be the dude. I mean, Mike's the, you know, Mike's the man. But even Mike make mistakes.
Yeah, Juanita
gambling,
showed us that.
Cheating.
She let us know that Mike's makes mistakes.
He's real. So even the positive role models.
What about Vanessa Williams?
Negative.
What about, okay, I think a positive role model. Huh? Hurry up.
Yeah.
I think a positive role model, females, repping the females, is coming from the West Side, Superhead.
Super hand.
The video vixen. Got the best hand west of the Mississippi.
I have heard it all now. I have
She's the popular role model, all right.
I know.
She's showing me what to do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Superhead.
She's showing you how to get Superhead.
Where did that name come from, though? Am I in the dark about that one or what?
She looks what up happened? To everybody.
Where did she get that get name from?
Looks she looks up to everybody.
Yeah, I got it.
Where
yeah.
did Superhead come from? Come on. You said you was in Minnesota. You don't get that.
What about Snoop Dogg?
What about him?
He's a positive role model.
He's a positive role model.
Yeah,
he's a family man. He's a businessman.
For what?
Where is he from? From 21st?
21st.
Yeah, LBC.
LBC.
And Snoop should have his own holiday, don't you think?
Danny Glover should have it. What are they going to call it? National Weed Day?
No.
National Snoop
Day. National Snoop Day.
Snoop Doggy Day.
You don't think Snoop should have his own holiday?
Yeah, Superhead can have her own holiday.
Who should have their own holiday? Man. Who do you think should have their own
her holiday? Should be called Fellatio.
That's oh, stupid.
Fellatio. Happy Fellatio Day, baby.
Wow.
Ooh, this is like long. Okay, we got to come to a close, but we got Rosie in the building doing her thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're going to bring her back next week. Which
yeah.
Because she's clowning, but I got a little surprise next week.
We have to start
week.
Charging for these consultations. Oh, God, you
man,
guys.
Come on, man. Yeah. You're doing a service to your community. You're trying to be a role model, remember?
Yeah.
You're right.
All money
right.
ain't good money. I'll chill, y'all. So check her out. Rosie May.
At checkmate.com.
That's C-H-E-K-K-M-A-T-E. Don't get us mixed up with the... check cashing people because I owe them some money.
And don't forget to check me out, Miss Erin Renee, at checkmate.com.
So how do you spell these weird names you guys are coming up with? Is there like a special way you spell it? Because everybody knows I'm S-W-E-N-G. O-N-E, okay.
And I'm Erin, E-R-I-N-N-R-E-N-E-E, at checkmate.com.
And this is Rosie May, R-O-S-I-E-M-A-E,
at checkmate.com.
You know?
Yay!
What's understood ain't gotta be explained, but you don't understand me.